מסכת חורם פרבות משנה דל שחר מאה חיית במקום אחד כיסו יחד לכול. Somebody who shechts 100 chayas in the same place, and he didn't cover the dam in between each shechita, he can go ahead and cover all the dam in one shot. He doesn't have to cover the dam of each chayas separately. Me'ah ofos b'makom echad. Kiso yechad l'kula. Or if he shechts 100 ofos in one place, the same thing would be true. You don't have to cover the blood of each of separately. You can cover all the dam with one kiso. Chayav of b'makom echad. Kiso yechad l'kula. If you shechts the chayin of in the same place, you don't have to cover each one separately. You can go ahead and cover them both at the same time. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Shachar Chaya Yechasena Ba'achatak Yishchot Eso. Rabbi Yehuda disagreed. He said when you shech the Chaya, you have to cover the Dam of the Chaya separately, and only after that you would shech the Oath and cover the Dam of the Oath. As according to Rabbi Yehuda, even though if you shech the 100 Ophos or 100 Chaya, you can cover them all in one shot, but if you shech the Chaya and the Oath, each one has to be covered separately. Shachar below kisa, v'ra'o acher, chayav lichsum. Somebody who shechts the chayav or an oath, and for some reason he didn't cover the dam, and he goes away, and somebody else sees the dam there, he would have to cover the dam, even though he didn't shecht it, as the mitzvah kisoi is not docked on the person who shechted it. That mitzvah would be on anybody who sees the dam. Kiso v'nitgala, patam ilachsum. Somebody who covered the dam of a chayav or an oath that he shechted, and then after he covered it, somehow it got revealed again, the dam. He's not mechuyev to cover it again. He's only mechuyev to cover it one time. Kiso haruach chayev lasuv. If you shecht a chayav or an oath, and before you have a chance to cover the dam, the wind blows some upper over the dam, and the wind covered the dam with upper, then you're potter from covering the dam. But if it would go ahead and get revealed again, the wind would blow the upper off it afterwards, you would still be chayev to cover the dam, even though when you cover the dam yourself, if it gets revealed afterwards again, you don't have to cover it. But in this case, you never covered it yourself. The wind blew the dirt over it. If it gets revealed, you would have to go ahead and cover it. Somebody shechts a chayav or an oath, and before he has a chance to do kisei adam, the dam falls into water. If it didn't fall into so much water that the appearance of dam is still recognizable in the water, so it still has a shame dam, and you chayav to cover the dam. But if it fell into a lot of water, that the appearance of dam is no longer nicker in the mayim, it no longer has a shame dam, and there's no longer a chayav to do kisei adam. Nidari b'yayin. If you shech the chayav though, and before you have a chance to do kisei, the dam falls into yayin. Roen oso kilu humayin. We would evaluate as if the yayin was mayim. And had it been mine, would the appearance of dam be nicker in the mine? And since yayin and dam are the same color, we have no way to tell if the appearance of dam is nicker in the yayin. So we would have to pretend as if the yayin was mine, and then we would evaluate if it was mine, would the appearance of dam be recognizable in the mine? And if so, we would be chayav to do kisei adam. Nitare b'dam ha-behema o b'dam ha-chayav. If you shech the chayav or an oath, and before you have a chance to do kisei, the dam gets mixed in with the dam of a behem, or the dam of a different chayav on which there is no chiyav kisei. Roen oso ki'ilu humayin. Such a case, we would do the same thing as if the dam fell into yayin. We would see if the dam of the behem or the chayav which it got mixed into had been mayin, would the dam of this chayav that you shech to be nicker in the mayin? In such a case, we would have to do kisei. But if we were mishar, that had the dam behem or dam chayav been mayin, that the dam of this chayav that you shechted would not be nicker in the mayim. In such a case, there would be no chiyav kisei. Rabbi Yehuda Omer ain't dam b'batel dam. Rabbi Yehuda says in this case that the dam chayav got mixed in with other dam, even if it fell into a lot of dam that had that dam been mayim, the dam of the chayav that we shechted would not be nicker in the mayim. Even so, you have to do kisei adam. If dam cannot be m'batel dam, even if one drop of dam falls into a big vat of dam, it's not batel. And it's still considered the dam of the chayav that you shechted it, so therefore you still have a chiyav kisei.